Cheers.
Cheers.
Voice is down. I think we're meant to be drinking on the water.
Well, if Matron comes in, we'll just pretend we're specimens.
Jim Daniel.
Bottoms up.
So, Dan, Lucy, what do you think?
He's... Oh.
Eloquently put, darling.
Has Japonica been in to see him yet?
Of course.
What'd you make of him, your brother?
Bit unimpressed, really.
Oh, yeah. I think we've been overselling his arrival a bit, telling her how much fun he was going to be.
I think she was hoping we'd be giving birth to one of the tweenies.
Yeah. She took a long, hard look at him, sighed, and then said, can you put him back in now?
Oh.
Lucy?
What?
What's with those strange noises?
I can't help it. He's just so tiny.
Yeah, he looks it now, but he didn't feel it this time yesterday.
Ooh.
Do you want to hold him?
Oh, no, Katie, really, please.
No, go on.
But what? What if he breaks?
He won't, trust me.
Oh, what a touching scene. Well done, mate.
Thanks, mate. You know, I really don't think I could have done it without you, Dan.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you really helped pull me through the difficult times of this pregnancy.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
What?
What are you going on about, Andy?
We're just having a moment here. I'm telling Dan how I couldn't have done it without him.
Couldn't have done what? You didn't do anything.
Excuse me, I think I did.
Yeah, well, maybe 9 months ago. That was over pretty quickly, as I recall.
Well, as I recall it, it was quite a night.
Lucy, can you help us out and remind us what we're all doing here by making one of those gooey noises of yours?
Hmm? No, I think he's smiling at me.
No, that's not a smile, it's a strain.
What?
It's a nappy thing.
What do I do with it?
Give him to Andy.
This is what I mean. Everyone forgets about us men until nappies need changing.